involved in the campaign, including the candidates and their spouses. And so we knew, as we planned how we would do it, that we needed to err always on the side of caution. And as you read the book, it's up to you to decide whether you think it's interesting or not. We can guarantee you that the book is accurate. And if you have questions about our methodology, read the author's note. We spent a lot of time crafting that to give people a really clear idea of what to paraphrase, what to quote, how we reported the book out in a way that always erred on the side of caution to tell the story in a complete way, we hope an interesting way, but definitely an accurate way.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming here. I've read the book, really enjoyed it greatly, and so thanks for giving this talk. My question is about, everything that's happened since the book has been published. Kind of, what has been your relationship with the people in the book, the sources in the book, now that it's been published? Do people feel that they've been rendered fairly? To the sourcing question, like, some people have come out, for example, Harry Reid, basically confirmed some of the information in the book, like, about you, the Negro dialect line. But then other people, like Mr. Geffen and Maureen Dowd, have explicitly denied the account of their sort of exchange that you give in the book. So I'm wondering, what has been sort of your take on that, and, whether or not you feel, like, what is your response to their response?
Well, I'll say two things. I mean, one is that, one of the things that was such a pleasure about doing the book was that people who were the sources of the book, they shared our fundamental conviction that this race was really had been the race of a lifetime. People were very eager to tell their stories. They sat with us for many, many hours and told stories about the campaign, partly because they recognized that we had the same spirit of having been kind of awestruck by what a great campaign it was, and they recognized the spirit in which we undertook the endeavor, and they wanted to help. I can say that we have had no negative feedback from anybody who's been involved in the book in terms of the accuracy of the book or the characterizations in the book. I urge you to go and read carefully again, if you wish, the comments that David Geffen and Maureen Dowd made in that column, and then we can have a longer discussion at some point about whether they actually denied anything.
Okay, fair enough.
They're very carefully chosen quotes there, and they give in some ways a dictionary definition of non-denial denial, if you read them carefully.
There's only two people to our knowledge who have disputed anything in the book. Elizabeth Edwards said through her spokesperson, and remember, there's some pretty tough and detailed stuff about her in the book, that she'd read the book, and that everything in the book was accurate, with the possible exception of one thing, which she doesn't remember, but if it happened that way, she apologizes for it. So that's a pretty good, for one person, a pretty good confirmation. I'll say to this crowd, because I'm not a bad panderer, that only two people have disputed small facts in the book, Liz Cheney and Sarah Palin. So if you'd like to side with and they just disputed individual things, and with all due respect with both of them, they were inaccurate. So no one has challenged anything that's actually false in the book, including the people you cited. And we're proud of that, and it's not an accident, because as I said before, we knew if the book had any success, that people would say, is it accurate? How did you do it? And we're very comfortable and extremely confident that the work will stand up as a piece of accurate reporting and in some ways history.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your nice question.
Bob, I was interested in finding out what you thought.